Hello.
Yes, Mr. Randall.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I have contacted a provider for you, and the provider said he can get to you in 15 minutes with a $185 out-of-pocket expense.
But I have roadside assistance on my insurance. Why
It's
can't I pay?
saying it's no benefit on your insurance policy.
There's no benefit.
Yes, sir.
But I was told the second car do have roadside assistance. I just talked to my the insurance company.
Hold on one second.
I'm like, why I'm paying when I my car insured.
Thank you for holding for a minute, Mr. Randall. I'm trying to get my agency to see can I override this?
Right, cause I mean, both cars. I mean, I have two cars that's insured. So why would the lady told me that if the first car is had roadside assistance, the second car is had roadside assistance also. She'd like have them read the contract. I mean, I've been trying to get a tow truck all morning, and like I said, I mean, I wouldn't even. have that car on my policy if I can't get roadside assistance. I mean, what service do I have if I'm paying my insurance on time? And that's one of the services, the roadside assistance. You know, I mean, why would I pay when I know the service is granted free?
And you did mention the vehicle is in at your address, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Like she told me, she like actually she called. I mean, the person from Insure One, she called because every time I call, I get hung up on like I'm playing a game or something. Like, I'm paying my bill on both cars. I mean, I have both. I have both policy numbers, and they say I have what is the benefit? Just have insurance or show the police?
Okay, sir. Now that I have override the your plan. Now that you're covered up the $50, but just in case that your service costs more than your benefit, more than it's at the $50 range, how would you like to pay out of pocket?
And how much would that be?
I have to reach out to the provider again and see if will he deduct that $50 from the $185 and give you a call right back with that quote.
All right.
Okay.
You gotta pay.